That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Bring us in, babe.
Welcome to
Coco Caliente. Thank you, guys, and welcome to another edition of Coco Caliente, which this is delayed, I guess, Mother's Day edition of Coco Caliente. So thank you to all the mothers out there for being so great. Mommy, Gretchen Arroyo, I love you. And we also have Nicole's mom on the podcast today, which we'll bring her in a minute. She's actually sitting next to us. She might be a little nervous, but this is going to be fun and exciting. It's going to be awesome. And I guess
there's no race episode this week. So
yeah,
that's why we're having my mom. Is she crying? Where's Paris? I hear her crying.
No, she's good. So in the background, you might have heard a little wince or something. We have we're babysitting one of our friend's babies. She's so cute. Anyways, we're going to jump right into it. As we always do, we're going to read our reviews because you guys are so awesome. And we really appreciate you guys leaving us positive feedback. It really drives us. And Nicole, take it away.
All right. Mine's called The Perfect Podcast by Lux of Lynn. 5 stars.
Ooh.
I love this podcast so much. Adorable, sweet, and funny couple. Great content. I always look forward to the amazing drawings of the guests on Instagram. Thursdays can't come soon enough. At least I get to see you guys a day early on the amazing race.
Oh, that's sweet. Very nice of you. Very nice. And mine is called Obsessed by KingX22003. I am absolutely obsessed in a good way with your podcast. I anticipate it every single week and have the best day when I listen to it on my way to work. I have loved watching your love story unfold and can't wait to see you. Can't wait to see what the future holds for you too. Keep up the great work. Hashtag go blue.
Ooh, nice.
Michigan fan. I think Nicole's a state fan.
I don't know. It depends. Like I'm not, it's weird. I'm not dedicated to one or the other. I say whatever cute apparel I can find, I go with.
Well, and it shouldn't matter. They're both from Michigan. I know there's some people that like really hate the other like rivalry, but I feel like.
That's how they all are. If you're a diehard about one, you hate the other.
Which is bizarre to me.
Yeah. They'd rather have like Ohio State beat us.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's just like, I feel like you should root for both. But then again, I didn't go to either one. So that's like their biggest rival.
Yeah, this season I hopped on the bandwagon for state because they got far in the Final Four competition. So I bought some apparel. Sorry, Mike. And quick update on life. It's finally getting nice out. So yesterday we spent the day gardening.
Yeah, we did. We planted a bunch. Actually, my mom picked out a lot of good flowers for us to plant.
Uh-huh.
And then we went to it. We took out a lot of weeds.
I didn't realize how expensive plants are. It's pretty crazy.
Yeah, Victor's like, we just need one more hanging basket for this spot. And I'm like, $50? No, we can do something else.
It looks really pretty. I don't know if you saw on Nicole's Instagram how it turned out, like in the front yard at least. We still got a lot of work in the backyard.
We got a lot of work in the backyard.
A lot of work. Nicole spent, I don't know, hundreds of dollars last year and planted a bunch of stuff. Like this year in the front yard, we have stuff in like pots because she learned last year. When she planted everything,
it died.
I mean, the rabbits got to it, squirrels or whatever, and then it just all died. I don't know what happened, but
yeah, in the back, it's tough to keep things alive. So
in the back, it looks like a tornado went through there. There's branches all over the place.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, it does. You need to get your butt back there and clean it and clean out the garage, okay?
Yeah, the garage is a mess too. We just got a lot of projects, but it's nice to be home. That's the main thing.
Yeah, we're glad to be back.
Glad to be back. So, like I said, we're going to have Jenny Franzel on the episode today.
Yep. Nicole's mom. Oh, we've had a lot of requests. You guys want to hear from my mom. So We're going to have her on.
Yeah, I think it's only fitting, right? That's who raised you, Mother's Day kind of here. And so
she's nervous, but we're exactly alike. So I hate when I go on podcasts, I get so freaking nervous. So I feel bad making her go through this, but it's not live.
No, so. It's not live. So maybe that'll make her feel better. Yeah. All right. So here's Jenny.
So, first off, we can start with everyone. When I post you on my Instagram, they think you're like 20 years old. So you're almost, how old are you?
I'm going to be 49 in September.
Yeah.
So, that's crazy.
Yeah. People say, everyone says we look like sisters.
Well, and then when your mom and dad are together, everybody thinks that they're like super young.
Yeah,
right?
We're like on a double date with a young couple. So we'll set the record straight. You did not have me when you were 10 years old. You had me at
21.
21, yeah.
21. So how was it? So how did, I guess we'll go back right before that. So Dave is my father-in-law going to be.
But, and your best friend.
And well, he's like my best friend. I have like two friends here in Ubley, and Dave's one of them. So how did you and Dave meet, like, growing up? And y'all both from Ubley, or where are y'all both from?
Yeah, he was in Ubley for his whole school years. I came here in 10th grade, and I think he was a year older than me. So when he was a senior and I was a junior, we both went to the tech center, and I only knew him from riding the bus to the tech center and back. And, and everybody wanted to eat lunch first, and he let me cut every day. So that was like,
did you always think he was cute and stuff, or you just were in you weren't interested like at that time?
I just had a boyfriend at that time.
You did?
He was always super nice. And
yeah, he let her cut in lunch line every single day. Like, your mom would just expect it, and he'd be like, go ahead. Like, you
did
know.
Your boyfriend ever say anything to that?
Oh, he wasn't in school.
He was older.
Got you. And did you know him before that? You didn't know him at all, or his family or anything like that before, seeing him at the tech center and stuff?
We went to the same church even when we were younger. So I knew him a little bit from catechism and church, and I would see him on Sunday on church.
Got you.
He has a big family. So they were very noticeable because there was 14 kids and their mom and dad, and they were tiny. The kids all were so slim, and they all would sit in one pew in church. So I mean, they were very noticeable when they walked in, because it was like a long, train of kids.
So you saw him in church with his like 15 brothers and sisters and stuff, and then so after he started letting you cut in line, you had a boyfriend at the time. So how did things progress from there?
He graduated. Dave graduated, and then when I was a senior, I decided I didn't want a boyfriend anymore. I was so used to just spending my weekends not doing much. So then I started hanging out with a couple different girls that I hadn't really, I just hung out with in school. So we started hanging out a lot. And one of them said she likes this boy named Dave. So she's like, I don't know if he likes me. We just started hanging out. So it was me, her, and Dave. Uh-huh. And it was like immediate. As soon as we went out one time, and we took my mom's car one time, and I didn't like to drive, so my friends driving. So me, Dave, and her driving around in the front seat of the Cadillac, and he just kept flirting with me, and it was like very awkward. And
because he's out with trying to get with your friend, kind of, or they're out on a date.
She was trying to get with him. He wasn't interested.
He wasn't interested. And then so it was like us three, and then she decides to set me up on a double date with one of his friends.
Because she didn't have any idea that he was like interested in you. She was kind of like oblivious to it. So then she set you up on with another man.
Another one of his friends. And so I was not interested. So so I felt bad because we went on one date and I made the other guy sit in the back seat by himself. So it was
you guys three in the front seat and then the other guy in the back seat by himself.
Yeah, Dave was in the middle. And I was like, I'm not interested in this, no. And then he purposely, which he told me later, left. Back then he had that big, he still has that big, thick hair, but he used to carry a brush in his back pocket. That was back in the day.
Style.
And so he left his brush in my car. So when we dropped everybody off to go, he chased me down in his truck because he forgot his brush. And then he hurried and snuck his head in the window when I gave him back his brush and gave me a quick kiss and said, I like you. Oh. And it was so it was just so then we had to go from there. And it wasn't, he came and visited me a couple times, and I'm like, oh, we need to tell Teresa, because every time, I shouldn't have said her name, every time she talked to me, she's talking about Dave.
And you were you guys in college at this time? Or was this
summer before college.
Okay.
And he was just starting his road. He was just going to go to work then, because I graduated at 17, and he's a September baby too, so he's a year older, and he just was old enough to finally go work 18 and
going
to go work, you know, construction, road construction or whatever. And then he, like 2 weeks later, he gave me his class ring, and I mean, he just handed it to me when he's over, so I put it on my dresser, because I'm like, well, I still got to explain this, you know?
And, so it happened, you guys, it was
very,
quick.
It was very, very fast.
So at this point, your friend still likes him. She doesn't know that he gave you a kiss, and then now he's giving you
his class
ring. It's at your house. And
what happens now?
And she came over to stay the night, and she saw it on my dresser. And she said, oh my gosh, why do you have Dave's class ring? I said, oh, he gave it to me to give to you.
Oh.
I was such a, like, it was such, I didn't know what to do. So she's all excited, and she took it. So then, back then, that was like when you had regular phones, not cell phones.
Yeah, landlines.
And they have a lot of kids at their house, so it took me a while to get through to him to explain to him when it's not busy and I can get through and explain to him that what I did. And he's like, oh my gosh. So then it was pretty much right after that, we had to tell her, and it was just like, you know, we like each other, and she's good. We're friends today, you know,
yeah.
And she's,
yeah.
But it was very
That's
awkward,
an interesting-
and it was fast. And in December that year, we started dating May
13th.
When I graduated, like right before, that was the first time when he gave me a kiss on the cheek. We probably started dating in June or July, and we were engaged in December.
Oh, wow.
So it was quick.
That was really fast.
And then you got married how long after that?
We got engaged December of 88, and we got married August of 90.
Okay, so we had like 2 year engagement?
A year and nine months.
Oh, yeah.
That's crazy. That quite the love story, yeah?
Yeah, it's we still laugh about it, because it was just like instant attraction, and that was it.
So I'm a huge proponent of getting in shape, getting fit, not only for your physical self, but for your mental self, right?
Okay, so, and I am now on the bandwagon of, I never really cared about getting the perfect body, because it's just, I like food and working out is kind of hard for me. But for my mental stability and sake, I have been doing Open Fit as well.
Yes. And for those of you who don't know, Open Fit is basically an online streaming service that has just a library of amazing trainers and classes. Super simple, and you can access it anywhere and anytime, like on your TV or your web-enabled TV or like your phone or computer, whatever. And it just has so many different workouts, which Nicole's doing right now.
I actually really love Extend Bar. I've always loved bar, but this is something that I think anyone would love, because you don't even need a bar at home. It's with Andrea Rogers. She's super cute, and she's fun, and she's like uplifting, and I do it in my house. I do it literally from my computer screen, and I feel it's only 30 minutes, which is what I love, because they tell me for me to have more clearer mind and reduce anxiety, I just need to do 30 minutes a day. Well, I'm doing just 30 minutes a day.
Perfect.
And I'm loving it.
Yeah. And you literally, you can lose up to 15 pounds in just the first 30 days. You can flatten your abs, shape your body, look and feel great.
Well, depending on, whatever your goals are. Like, for me, it's just like, I want to feel better and I want to sweat.
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly. So it has different classes for different goals.
Yeah.
And then something that they're letting you do right now during the Open Fit 30-Day Challenge, our listeners can get a special extended 30-day free trial membership to Open Fit, where you can lose up to 15 pounds in 30 days when you text COCO to 303030.
Nice.
Again, that is a free 30-day trial membership to Open Fit. All you got to do is text COCO to 303030. Give it a try. You guys get married. You guys start living together. How long after that did you have Nicole?
So we got married August of 90, and we were in the process of buying a house in right that month, and the house we were going to buy, the appraisal didn't come through right because it needed a new roof. So they didn't want to go down on the price. So we switched houses. we found a different house within a week, and that's still the house that we're in today, and which was perfect because it was in town. The other one was
in
a different school district and that kind of stuff. So I'm actually glad that it worked out this way. About 2 years later, I got pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I was going to say, it was so exciting because when we first moved into our house, I thought it was the most perfect house. It's so big and all the rooms were empty. And I loved it because that was back when salesmen came selling encyclopedias to your door, meat to your door, like right out of the vehicles. Like they just come all the time. And every single time I answer the door, they're like, is your mom home? And I'm like, I'm the housewife. This is, you know, it was kind of cool. So then, yeah, it was like a couple years later. And the way I found out I was pregnant with Nicole is like a really weird story because we had had a month after we got married, Dave bought me a puppy, a chow, Teddy. And Dave was used to living in the country. His family lived in the country. So he didn't think dogs should be, even though the dog had a huge leash, like really, how big is, how far is that? You've seen how far they can run.
I mean, it's I don't know. It's very long. I mean, this is a very long, it's a line
like
that
acre,
the dog can run.
And
yeah, it's very wide open space.
So even though he wanted to let him run free all the time. So he used to let him loose in the yard a lot and he would wander. So we kept getting, this is a small town, so we're young and we kept getting in trouble from the town cop at that time. He would bring the dog back and say, you can't let him go. You can't let him go. So then so Dave wouldn't do it. I started hooking him up to with a zip tie. Cause Dave just thinks that he needs his freedom a little bit, you know?
Yeah.
So anyways, the one time Dave's car broke down, and this was way back when no cell phones either. And he was all the way in Ohio. He was working construction and he called me. And he said, can you come and get a vehicle and come get me? You know?
All the way in Ohio?
Yeah. So then I went to go get Teddy and I was going to let him stay in the garage while we were gone, you know, because that was going to be a long drive. So I didn't want to leave him outside or whatever. So I went to go cut his
zip tie.
And I took a steak knife out there and all my knives were sharp. You know, I was young and married. Everything was brand new. And he jumped on me at that time, and he shoved the knife all the way through my leg.
My gosh.
So it was, bleeding
profusely.
Yes, and so I ran in the house. I pulled the knife out, which I found out later you're supposed to leave it in. But then I tied, a towel, and I called a neighbor because I didn't even know who to call to take me to the hospital. And we're sitting in the hospital, and they're like, they have to do stitches and stuff. And they're like, when was your last period? And I said, it's been a little while. And then they're like, can you be pregnant? And I'm like, I don't know. So anyways, they said, well, we better do a urine test. And they did it and it came back. And I was like, wow. So my neighbor that I just met was the first one to find out besides me that I was expecting Nicole. So Dave got good news along with his broken down car.
Didn't tell him until you got to Ohio when you went and picked him up?
I didn't even end up having to pick him up because of me being in the hospital. He sent the wife of my sister-in-law went down there and they got them. And I think I did tell him stopped to talk to me, called from a payphone on the way. And I think I did tell him.
That's cool.
Oh, that's crazy.
I mean, that's crazy that you got to have a knife in your leg to find out.
And it's funny, the whole landline situation, he has to call from a payphone. I mean, just completely different times. That's just funny. And so who came up with the name Nicole?
I had a C-section and Nicole was never even in any of our talks, anything. It was I was going to name her Alexandria or and call her Alex. And no, Dave didn't like that. And there was a couple other names and we didn't know for sure we were having a boy or a girl actually.
So we
had a few different names. And then, so I had a C-section and then by the time he's holding her when I came out and he's like, and we always were going to name her middle name Anne, no matter what the name was, because it was after both grandmas or whatever.
Okay.
I came awake and he said, I named her Nicole. but I kept Anne. And I'm like, Nicole? I'm like, where'd that come from? He goes, I don't know. I just named her. And it was already written on the little piece of paper that was taped to her.
That's so funny.
To her bed and everything. I was
no
like,
consulting or anything. This is the name.
I was like, okay.
Yeah, because you had a C-section, and so you were out of it for back then, even a while, right?
Yeah. And when I did come to, it was kind of funny because that was back when they kept you guys in, the babies weren't in the rooms as much. They were like they were in a little nursery thing, and mm-hmm. They wanted her to go under the light, and he like wouldn't let her go. So he was holding her. Oh. He was holding her while she's under the light. Like instead of just letting her lay in her, lay in her the little bed that she's supposed to under the light, he's holding her. Like he's, I'm like, they're like, can she needs to stay under the light a little bit. He was like, he did not. He was like,
he started crying and stuff too.
Yeah,
right?
He was just like
really emotional.
Yeah,
it's funny because people that don't know Dave, he's not like a very emotional, showy person. You know, even now when he shows you love in different ways and saying like I love you and all these.
Well, he does do that, but he also like hard work is how he shows love too.
Exactly. So it's just funny.
Yeah, for him to just start crying. Like,
yeah,
but I bet you will too.
Oh, I will. I mean,
but you're an emotional person.
Exactly. I'm more huggy, lovey, like crazy. Like that. I don't know.
We're a super lovey family too, and it's weird because we don't like hug that much, I guess, but we're like cuddly and lovey.
Yeah.
Because this will bring us to, well, we can talk about us growing up too. Is that
yeah,
where you want to go?
That's
next?
Where I want to go with this.
Okay,
for
then
sure.
I got something to go
no,
after.
No, go
that.
Ahead. Talk about it.
Oh, no. Well, I was going to say about how people have asked me questions like, you're so close with your family.
Uh huh.
And if it bothered, what was the question? Does it ever bother you when people say you're too close? No.
Yeah.
It doesn't bother me. I don't think we're too close. I think we're just like...
And it's not like when people say close, like it's not like everybody's physically close all the time, you know, or anything like that. It's just like they share all each other's secrets and information. They're just a close family. If something's wrong, everybody knows about it. Everybody's there to help.
Yeah.
If somebody needs something done at the house, everybody shows up. You know what I mean? It's one of those type of things.
And yeah, you coming into it, what's it like? Because it's not weird for you, right? You're just used to it now?
Yeah, I'm used to it now. What it is for me is at home, everybody does their own thing.
They're very independent.
Everybody's independent. So if I need to do something outside, people do it by themselves. If I need something done, it's like you kind of figure it out on your own. And then you ask help if you need to. Here, it's different. Here, if something needs to get done, everybody hops in. Nobody asks. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it gets done. And it's not a bad thing. It's just different, right? And I think it's good. Because we've gotten a lot of help from you guys, especially on the house and for anything, really. Dave changes my oil all the time.
Oh, you know my dad does pretty much everything.
Yeah, so it's just stuff like that, and I think it's a good thing. It's definitely not like, everybody's too close.
No, like, we're not weird close. Like, I don't know where people... I guess it's one person that said that. But,
everybody's saying it.
But it's annoying because I bet that they wish that their daughter was their best friend.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Oh, for sure.
Like, maybe it's more like resentment type thing. It's not like, oh, it's weird you're so close. It's like, you should want to know everything. Your daughter and I want to know everything with my mom. My mom wants to know everything with me. Like, there's no problem with that.
No, not at all.
And it's helped me, like, I guess, like, I have a smaller group of friends because I have my mom, you know, because she's who I tell everything to. But it's helped me a lot.
Psychologically, in life, it's said that, like, the lower amount of close friends you have, the better off you are.
Yeah,
so having, like, two
true.
Or three really close friends really helps you psychologically, emotionally, and all that.
It's good to have a best friend that you know always wants the best for you. Because sometimes your best, you know...
You don't know.
You have, say you have, like, 10 friends.
Yeah.
Some of them might not want the best for you, and some might.
Or spiteful, but, like, you're or resentful.
Exactly. Yeah. But you never have to worry about that with your mom. And so that's something that keeps... Keep in mind too,
unconditional
is I think
love.
As everyone gets older, they should gravitate more towards their mom being their best friend. I mean, my mom's always been my best friend, but it's a question we get a lot, like by the same person, probably just one person.
Everybody's asking. It's like one person.
We can talk about my childhood now.
Well, yeah, and I want to ask you you're a new mom, you're young, right? So were you?
And then she had Jesse 2 years later. So me and Jesse was born in 1994. I was born in 1992. So she's a new mom to a 2-year-old and a.
So like with Nicole, were you like worried about everything, like really nervous because it was just you at the house, you know what I mean? Or how was that for you?
Yeah, and Dave worked away because that was back when he stayed at hotels, you know, and came home on the weekends because it was far away and it wasn't convenient, you know, like it is now. So he had to like live, he was gone all the time. So I pretty much, besides the weekends, pretty much, or a rain day, pretty much was in the winters. At the beginning, he used to have like 3 months off, probably like Christmas till like maybe 4 till April.
Oh, wow.
So he got to spend a lot of time with the kids at that point. But
then you're by yourself.
But I, like all summers and stuff like that, I was always by myself.
So I can't stress enough how much I just hate to sit down and read.
You do hate that.
I just don't have the patience to like sit and read like a 300-page book or something like that. And on top of that,
You envy people who do, though.
I do. I envy you. I envy your mom who could power through a book.
Yeah, in like 2 hours.
Literally, it's insane. But I think bigger than that for me is like I don't like to read I don't like to read fiction. I'm a nonfiction reader, right?
Yeah,
and so I read like a lot of articles and different stuff like that. And so I came across this this app, actually, and I've talked about it before. It's called Blinkist. And basically what Blinkist is it gives you a breakdown. It's the only app that takes the best key takeaways, the need-to-know information from thousands of nonfiction books and condenses them down to like 15 minutes.
Yeah, that's cool.
Which is awesome, right? Because nowadays everybody's just on their phone and you're kind of like scrolling through social media. It takes over your time. Mm-hmm. And when you do have those little free moments, you don't want to just sit down and read a long, long book
That's true.
Lot of times.
Yeah.
So this is a good way to do that. And 8 million people are using Blinkist right now, and it has a massive and growing library from self-help, business, health to history books, which is one of my favorites. So right now, for a limited time, Blinkist has a special offer just for our audience. You can go to Blinkist.com/Coco, and you have a 7-day free trial.
To see if you like it.
To see if you like it. You can start right now. That's Blinkist, spelled Blinkist.com/Coco.
Were you scared in the big house? I can't sleep by myself.
Yes, that's why you guys slept with me.
Yeah. We have an issue. We're like this old, still sleeping with our mom.
No, I was nervous because it was a big house and I could hear every
creak, screech, whatever.
Oh gosh, yes, that was probably the worst. That was probably the worst part was the sleeping at night. Even before, I would have my friends spend the night before I had kids. Like my sister-in-law actually, it was perfect because she actually was my age and she had a baby 2 months before Nicole, but her husband worked with Dave. So it was perfect.
My Uncle Mike.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah.
His wife, Renee. So she spent the night all the time, or else I spent the night there, which was really nice because we just both had gotten into our houses and stuff. So we'd paint together. Like, this is before we had the kids. Like, we'd pick a room, like, let's work on my kitchen, let's work on this or whatever. And we'd paint together. And
me and Amanda are only April, May, June, exactly 2 months apart.
That's
April
your cousin, 30th and June 30th. Mike's daughter.
Then sometimes I'd stay at her house. She mostly stayed at my house because it was in town. But we stayed, and even when we first had the girls, we stayed together a lot, at first. And then,
I'd be scared even in our littler home. I can't sleep here by myself, but with a baby, because you're responsible for the babies.
Yeah, and I think that's something that trickled down to Nicole for sure, because she likes to be cuddled. She likes to not sleep by herself and all that. And yeah, if I ever have to go and like stay in the city or anything, Nicole's like, I'm staying with my parents.
Yep. I won't stay here by myself.
But yeah, so I was a nervous mom, like always making sure they didn't get hurt and following them around a lot. But then once they got two, it was just like easier.
Yeah,
like,
that's what I was going to say. When you had Jesse.
I remember playing outside a ton in the sandbox. Like you didn't hoover over us outside, really out there, Remember? We had like a
bet you she was always watching.
No, I was pretty much. I feel like, and my sister said it to me once, and back then I thought it was an insult, but now I don't. Now I'm like, well, that's okay. She'd say, when Nicole's two, you were two. When Nicole's six, you were six. So I mean, if they're playing Play-Doh, I was playing Play-Doh. If they were, I didn't have anything else to do but be with my kids. So if they were at the park playing, I was at the park. I mean, I went down the slides at McDonald's into the balls with them. I mean, it was just like as they got, and when they wanted to have friends over, I let them have friends over. Like we had friends. Oh, in the summer, we probably had friends spend the night 5 out of 7 days.
Wow.
And each of them, each let them have a couple.
Yeah, I was the person who didn't, I didn't like to go to other people's house, but I like to have friends over to my house. Because it was really fun. We had a pool and my mom would like do
crafts
funny. She would even
games.
Take us to like Walmart and let us like dress up and do like funny things, or it was never boring.
Yeah.
Where I felt like when we went to other people's house, I was like shooed into a room.
Like,
I mean?
Stay here.
Because
do this.
It felt like, I guess when you bring that up, mom, it makes sense because a mom, their moms were more like they had their stuff they wanted to do and like kind of selfishy, like getting ready, going out, doing their thing, like we're a problem. Whereas my mom embraced us over.
Oh, like the kids, like it was having like, kids let's over have is a burden.
yeah, like, let's have a lip syncing contest. Let's have a dress up contest. And then when we went to other kids' houses, it was like they didn't know what the freak we were doing in the rooms. Just like, yeah, stay out of my way type thing.
If something's wrong, come get me. Aside from that, just like stay over there, do your thing.
Yeah.
And it's cool though. It's cool, Jenny, that you were able, because I implore anybody, like, if you're able to stay home and you don't have to, you know, with your kids and not have to leave them at a babysitter. I mean, that's what I want for Nicole and me, right? Mm-hmm. Like, if she can stay home and I can just stay at work and provide and she can raise the kids, that's awesome. So that's cool that you were able to do that.
And it was hard, you know, financially. It was never, we definitely had, you know, our struggles all the time, but Dave worked extra hard and he tried to make it. I mean, a couple, like, it was kind of nice. So once they both were in school, I actually went and worked at the school. I would either work in the lunchroom or work as an aide on the playground. So, I mean, I would see them for like, when they were just in the lunchroom, like for 5 minutes a day or whatever, but it was the same hour. So I could take them to school and pick them up from school.
That's smart, yeah.
So that was really, really nice. I mean, and then...
How long before you started at the, like, the mini mart or the...
She didn't start there until I was in 10th grade.
You were 16, and I started there because Nicole started working there, but it was not, like, because I was following her there. It was, like, literally this. It was, like, she's working at Subway. She got her first job, and I kept going in there, and they kept, like, I would go in there and get dinner or whatever, and... It would say, hey, we really need somebody. Can you work 2 days a week? And I said no so many times.
Yeah, she did.
And it was like for 6 months, every time I went in there, the manager was like, can you please help us out? So finally, I said, Dave, they want me to work. Like, it was like, and he's just like, well, do you want to? And I'm like, I don't know. And then he's like, well, it's up to you. If you want to, you know, the kids are older. Yeah. If you want to go there and work, you can go work there. So I tried it and I really didn't like it, but they made it so I liked it. So they would put me and Nicole closing on the same night and then maybe one other.
Otherwise, I would, so she'd be on the other side of the store and I'd be on Subway. Otherwise, I was up there till like 11:30 by myself and I'm 16.
Yeah.
And there, you get creepers, so like even in Ubley. So I would make her come up there even like before she worked there.
Oh, okay.
Because I would be scared to walk out to my car. You have to walk by the dumpster. It's just kind of scary, you know?
So did your mom become your boss at that time?
No, actually.
There was two separate. There was a different boss at Subway than at the store.
Then my mom became the boss of everything eventually, but shortcut to that.
Yeah.
But she
you
was
were
never,
way out of there.
I was way out. Yeah, because I stopped when I went to college.
So for everybody, it's basically a gas station, you know, convenience store, and then half of it is like a Subway, like a full-on restaurant. The other half is the market store and the pumps outside. So that's cool. That's interesting. I didn't know that you guys... I learned something. I didn't know you guys were working there at the same time and close together.
Yeah.
That's actually pretty neat.
Yeah, so that's how it started. But then it went to... Within 6 months, it was like 40 hours a week. And then right after that, it was being the manager. Then it was the manager of four stores, you know?
Yeah. And then you started to like it because it was
I did
it
like
was like,
it.
Felt
yeah.
like your store because you helped... figure out what the customers liked, and you liked it by the end.
But then I liked it once I started going at 5 a.m. and then working all day. Like, I like working first thing in the morning. I didn't like working
like late
the night shift. But Nicole, that's the only shifts Nicole worked, so they would constantly put me on them at first because she, you know, was in school and sports, so she always worked the later, you know, shifts, so...
Well, that's cool. And another thing that I wanted to bring up was when Nicole was in high school, you would do her hair every day and you wore different shoes every day. Like right?
Did you still do my hair when I was in high school? I don't think so.
Only when you cut it up really short and then we
with
bought
the
them extensions and the curlers.
Before extensions were a thing. I wore extensions before they were a thing. But,
because that was your style. You'd
different,
like get.
Oh my God, I was so like. Girly. I wore different colors stilettos every single day.
Stilettos.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
I have to post a picture of that.
Yeah, you're going to have to show people what you're talking about because I think that's pretty cool.
I had so much confidence. I don't know.
But even way back then, we'd go to garage sales and she'd get a dress from the 60s and she'd put with fruit all over it.
Yeah.
And wear shoulder pads. And then wear it with stilettos. And all the lunch ladies, they would always tell her, they're always like, you have the cutest clothes. Yeah. And she's like, oh, thank you. I got this from a garage sale from.
Yeah. Like even way back then, like I loved vintage things. Isn't that crazy? Yeah. Like way back before Instagram was a thing, I couldn't like show my different color shoes every day. I wasn't doing it for Instagram. I was doing it because I loved it.
Well, and the funny thing is vintage never goes out of style because the vintage then is different from the vintage now. So
yeah, that fruit dress I remember was awesome. Where is that? Is that in your closet? It's purple with all different color. And I could wear like yellow stilettos, orange stilettos, like because it had so many colors on it.
And actually one of your pictures, high school pictures, has a bunch of stilettos on the ground.
Yeah.
Right? Because that was your thing.
That's so funny. Yeah.
I think that's hilarious.
Then I got two puppies and they chewed them all up. So I couldn't even save them for my kid.
So now I want to transition into Big Brother, right? How long before Nicole got on Big Brother were you guys watching? Because I know you guys were fans of the show.
Yeah, go ahead.
I always watched it, and it was funny because I always wanted Nicole to watch it with me, and like she was younger, and I had gallbladder attacks, and that was when she was
actually
15. Yeah, I started having them when she was like 14, and we never really watched TV at home.
Okay,
so but that was something we watched.
It was Dan Giesling's. I remember season 10.
That's when you first watched.
No, like when this incident happened. Okay.
And so I had to get taken to the hospital that day, and she was so worried. So like she kept associating Big Brother with at first, like she
with my mom getting sick.
Yeah.
Because it happened while she was watching the show, and I was like, I don't want to sit and watch the show because I don't want that to happen again, because I would get really scared when she would get sick.
Yeah,
because I'd have to take her to the hospital. Well, I couldn't drive, but I'd go.
Yeah. And yeah, so because Dave wasn't there or whatever, so they would go with me or whatever. But then once I got my gallbladder out, everything was good. But she kept associating it with me being sick. So at first she didn't want enough. She's like, "Oh, it's Big Brother time again." Like when it happened after that, and I'm like, "Nicole, it's not going to happen again." But I always liked it, and I always was like, "Oh, I wish I could do that. I wish I could do that." So I kept telling her as soon as she's old enough. Well, I always thought 18 was the age, and then I started looking it up as she got older, And then I seen it was 21, and it just worked out perfectly. And she actually put her tape in the night before the very last night.
The close of the, casting auditions.
And her back immediately when it was crazy. And it was crazy. Like, it was like, I said, come home from college today. It's the last day. And the reason I seen it, I even noticed it that at that time, I kind of forgot about it, like, at that time, is because one of her friends that's older than her posted a picture of her with Andy in Chicago, and I started looking it up again, and it
You're
was like,
oh, there's a casting call in Chicago.
But you missed, it was already over. I said, there was a shit, we should have went, you know? And then it said there wasn't no more casting calls when I looked it up. There was just still open videos.
Yeah.
So I said, come drive home, you know? And it was an hour and a half drive. I said, drive home and stay the night here and let's do it. And I said, I'll help you, you know, but she locked me outside.
I made this big poster board of like what I should say. And my mom would be like, maybe say this or maybe say that. But it was like, okay, this is back when there's no filters on your phone. Like we do have an iPhone at this point, but there's no like Snapchat filter or Instagram filter
or
to make
presets
you look
presets or
nothing.
All these apps.
So I
that,
just have this like close to my face talking. And it was just so simple though. I didn't overthink it or anything.
Yeah.
And then like my mom said, I got a call back the next day, and I was in college, back at college already. And I called her, and I was just like, I can't believe it.
What were you thinking, Jenny, when she got a call?
I thought it was crazy, but then she said she had to do a
Skype call,
so she wanted me to come down there. You know, she's like, oh, my gosh, I'm so nervous. So I went down there, and we didn't know how to Skype, so it didn't work.
I had to borrow one of Mariah's friends, because you had to have I had a Dell computer, and it just, like, wouldn't work.
Uh-huh.
And so I had to get a Mac, and so we had to like lie why we needed the Mac, and then my mom and Mariah like drove around the town while I was like Skyping.
Because you didn't want them there?
Because I was like, there's no one supposed to know, like get out, but I was so nervous, and then I think it went fine, obviously.
Well, I think that, remember, it was kind of rough, so he called you and did it on the phone, he just talked to you.
Oh, yeah, because it kept freezing.
Okay.
We didn't have the best internet there either. Gosh, that's like crazy.
That's crazy. So had Jenny never told you to come home and apply, you would have never applied for Big Brother.
No,
not that season for sure.
No, for sure not. And what's crazy is, what was I going to say? Did you like think that Mariah didn't think I was going to get on. Did you actually think that I could get on?
I did. That's really weird. I've always thought both my kids can do whatever they want. I don't know. I just expected it. Yes. Yeah. But not that fast.
The first time.
not that fast. But I mean, like I really like them. So everybody else should like them too.
Yeah. Like the typical motherly, yeah, you know. Yeah.
So I had not a doubt, but I mean, it was just, the response was so fast.
Ladies, if you are looking for a new bra, there is this company called Third Love. And what it is what I did is I went to the website. I found my perfect fit in 60 seconds with a quiz. Mm-hmm. After that, so basically your like boob shape depends on your bra. And that's something that a lot of people don't take into account. So, okay, breast shape matters when finding a good bra. And that's what they specialize in. So they even ask you questions about that. So what I really love is every customer, you have 60 days to wear this bra, wash it, put it to the test. And if you don't love it, you return it. Third Love will wash it and donate it to a woman in need. So what are you going to lose if you don't like the bra?
Exactly.
It saves you a trip from going to the store. You know, you order online, it comes to you.
That's awesome.
So basically, it's one of the it's the most comfortable bra I own. I have several from Third Love. So they're straps that won't slip. They're lightweight, soft, smoothie, breathable cotton bras. Exactly what you're looking for. Third Love knows there's a perfect bra for everyone. So right now they're offering my listeners 15% off your first order. Go to thirdlove.com/coco to find your perfect fitting bra and get 15% off your first purchase. That's thirdlove.com/coco for 15% off today.
So when they actually confirmed that she was going, what was going through your mind? Were you trying to give her like game tips or strategies or like, this is what you should do? Like what were you trying to do?
Then the closer it got, the more in disbelief I got. So then when they were coming, I knew they were taking her, but yet I was like, oh. The good thing is she had been away from me in college all that time, so mm-hmm. I was prepared that way, you mm-hmm. know, but not prepared to not talking. Not
for 3 months.
Yeah, and me go on national television. I remember crying. I had to fly out to LA for like my interviews, and I never flew by myself, and I was like crying. I was like, I'm not going to make it.
Did you almost go with her to LA?
No.
No, not at all?
No, but I didn't. Even though I was a huge, huge Big Brother fan and watched every season, I never, ever knew about live feeds.
Oh.
So I didn't know about anything about that. I didn't know about spoilers. Like, I probably would have read things way back. I didn't know you could read things. You know, I didn't know anything what Twitter was or Instagram.
Yeah, you made me Twitter when I was on the show because we didn't have one.
Yeah, Facebook I knew, you know, but back then I don't think they had, like... I didn't follow anybody that had spoilers. I just had the little the people from my town. So I didn't have anything mm-hmm. abnormal on my Facebook where I knew that stuff even existed. I didn't mm-hmm. Google things hardly back then or stuff like that. It wasn't like that. So when I've seen that there actually was live feeds and all that stuff, that I did get nervous then because it's like, nobody ever be talking about my kid. I was angry then.
So you bought the live feeds to watch her on 16 or you didn't?
I did, but the only thing I watched, like, I actually, thank goodness she had some really, really, really good fans.
And yeah.
They helped me. Like, they contacted me, and at first I thought, this is really weird.
Yeah.
Yeah. I thought everything was super, super weird that way. But then with the fans or whatever, but then they were really nice and they helped me. So they told me what to watch and stuff. Cause I really didn't, you know. And it was hard to watch that. It really, for me, because I never did it before. So like all this commotion, you know, going mm-hmm. on in each room. And like, I still didn't quite get it. But I watched all the competitions, you know, like when they, like the competitions would go off and then you want to see who won HOH and that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
I watched that. So the thing is, to know she was healthy every day, like, so I went, you know, I slept with it by my side for the dings and stuff from other, you know, all the time or whatever, but so I didn't sleep much because I was nervous. But when when people were talking about her, Derek, when you were talking about her, I was on you. That's when I was angry and I was like,
how weird was it seeing her on your TV at home, like for the first time, like the premiere, you know? Did you guys have a party or something at the house, or what did you guys do for that?
Oh, we had it at the pizzeria up here in town, and
for the first season?
Yeah.
You did? Oh.
Yeah, the very first. That's when we all watched it up there. And all I was kept thinking is she is not going to like them clothes.
Oh, my God. So I was like chubby. And they put me in these freaking tight sports bra and tight. Okay, I can't even fit into those when I'm tiny. And tight. And I'm tight, whatever, spandex, and I'm next to Cody Califieri, and I'm like, oh, my God, this is not okay. Like, I feel so uncomfortable. And, yeah.
I just knew she did not like them clothes. That's all I was thinking. I was thinking, she's really mad right now.
Yep.
She does not. And then she came home, and the first thing she said to me, and I'm like, I knew you did not like those clothes. So it wasn't that weird. It was just like... thinking about like little things like that. It was funny. But then when she went to jury though, that was hard because
such a good time of my life though. Like it was so carefree.
Yeah.
But I mean, I didn't, you know, and I mean, I had them check on her and like, yeah. I would call the producer. Like,
yeah. They would check on me.
They were so nice. I love Sean.
Yeah. Yeah.
And she, and like the one day she said, she's doing really good. I just seen her. And then she called me the next day. She goes, it was kind of cute. And she said, I went and visited her after I talked to you because I realized it had been a few days or whatever. And I wanted to make sure was the truth. Yeah. And she went and checked on her and then called me.
They're really good at making sure you're taken care of.
Sean is like our mama bear when we're on the show. And even after, like, she's great.
So soothing.
Yeah, right?
She always made me feel better. Yeah. Yes, always.
My mom said the same thing. Sean would call her when I was on the show, and she really liked Sean because of that. And
yeah, and like, if you had a problem, like, say, like I said, my chest or something, they would call me in the DR and be like, are you good? You know, they would make sure, and she'd come on the screen and or come on the voice.
Yeah, on the voice. Mm-hmm. And so my something that I want to ask you, Jenny, was like, how weird was it? Because you guys are from a small town, right? And everything's kind of like, time moves a little slower here, right? So how was it seeing like social media explode for like Nicole and even like you being on the side, like getting attention because, you know, Nicole's on the show? How was that, like, really weird or strange? Or
yeah, that all was really weird to me. And even right from the beginning, like even when I remember when they were voting for America's
favorite
team at the very beginning when they first took Nicole and released the cast, and Nicole had left. And 2 days later, Dave's oldest brother had gotten a car accident and died.
Oh.
The cast got released while we were at the funeral home. So it was like, and everybody was trying to, like, really sad, but really excited for her and me.
Got you.
So they're all trying to, they were all like, should we vote? And there was a lot of people there. And I'm like, no, it might be a bad thing. So I didn't let anybody vote in here. And here they're all like, are you sure we should do it? I said, I don't know nothing about that stuff. That might be kind of, don't vote for it. I don't know. No, they might, like... you know, so I didn't I didn't know anything. So I didn't even vote for her for that stuff.
Cause like, you didn't know what it was.
No.
And they didn't tell you it was Team America.
Yeah, but I don't know what that is.
I feel like that would be something good.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of if I knew that's what it was for.
Right away, because it was first impression. So like Joey with the blue hair got it, Donnie got it, and then Frankie Grande, of course. Yeah.
But I mean, I didn't even try to help you, you know, because
And that's a weird situation to be in anyway. You know what I mean? Like you don't want to draw attention to yourself when it's somebody else's thing like that. Like I think you did the right thing, honestly.
Right.
Yeah, and I was just quiet about it. I'm like, no, don't, you know? But as like I said, as people got a hold of me and I saw what social media was and all that stuff, like. I don't know. I wanted to argue with some people on Twitter. I was good. I was pretty good.
Yeah, you stayed quiet. Like, you didn't get into that Twitter beef stuff.
So,
because I taught my kids in school, like, and it was, like, I taught, he's a boy, so he was a little harder to push it, but I taught Nicole, I did teach him too, but he didn't do it as much. But if somebody's bugging you at school and you're mad at them, don't, like, I mean, if you're really mad, come home and tell me and we'll talk about it first and then we'll see if you need to talk to them or if you get over it. I said, just don't explode. Don't, you know, so.
It's hard not to do though.
So like to hold it in.
Yeah.
And so I was trying to take my own advice with the Twitter, you know, like wait till see if it's still bothering me tomorrow or if I don't care, you know, like don't tackle it all at once, you know, just be nice, you know, and that's, you know, and so unless something really bothered me, but if I could get over it, I got over it.
Yeah, even now, just typing out a response to somebody that's being mean and then deleting it feels better. It's like you said it and you didn't have to, you know, say it out to the world.
What was it like? So the first season, I know it was hard for you to watch.
One second before we get to the second season. them calling you to say they're going to come to your house to film the home visit.
Oh yeah, they did a home visit.
They did a home visit, and it's just you guys because Nicole's on the show. Like, what was that, really weird?
Yeah, I think it was really weird, but I thought I was having them over for a barbecue and everything. I did a whole bunch of cooking and got games to play and everything, and they were just down there for business. Yeah. They come and get her with them balloons, that weird car. Remember the car?
Oh, wait, no, he's talking about the home visit during the season I was on and they let you know.
When she was on and they came just to see the family
because they usually do that for people they like.
Oh, yeah. I thought you were talking about when they first took her.
Well, no, tell us that, too. Yeah, you could tell us that, too. Like, when they came to take her.
I really didn't know if I was going to be taken or not, to be honest.
Yeah.
But I thought they're like said we're going to come hang out or whatever, so I planned like a little party for them. Yeah. But
next thing you know,
like, it was all business and it was fast and it was like, well, you didn't even let me say goodbye. Like, right. I was like, oh.
That's true.
You know, so I was just like waving it. And remember that weird car that had balloons or something on it? It was like a party car. So the neighbors are all looking like, what's going on
with
over
there?
The camera crew and everything.
Yes, because, you know, I didn't tell anybody. Yeah. So it was
And
like,
they had to drive 3 hours to get to my house. And they're like, holy crap. We're like.
Yeah, so that's why I think they were so quick there because they had to make their airplane back there. They had it booked and everything. And so it was like, okay, well, I guess we can cry and eat our picnic by ourselves when she leaves. Like, the home visit was really, really nice because actually there was a town next to us was having their homecoming, the Minden homecoming. So we had a lot of support, a lot of t-shirts. Oh. We went played mud volleyball. They taped everything. They Adam even played
Xbox or something?
Something, yeah, with the kids. Like, when he came.
Adam is one of the guys that comes to film the home visits. He actually did my home visit, too. So he was playing Xbox.
Whatever it was, whatever system one of the boys had there, my nephews, he was playing with them. And, yeah, it was that. They made me very comfortable with that. That went really smooth. You know, I was good.
Did you feel honored, like, Nicole's doing so good and they like her enough to where that they come to? Because they only do, like, three people, you know, for home visits, right?
Mm-hmm.
If I'm not mistaken.
I don't know.
I was excited, but I probably thought at that time that they're doing everybody, you know?
Okay. Got you. Mm-hmm. That makes sense.
I mean, I watched it, so I guess I know, but you know.
You don't know if they like film everybody and then they pick some or something like that.
Yeah. The home visit was a lot better than taping those messages when they're in the house, because that is, you can't say anything.
So what she means by this is, you can tell them what this is, because people may not know.
Yeah, so in Big Brother, when you get to a certain point, maybe it's like five people or something like that, they do home videos. So your parents do a video, and then they put it on the screen when everybody's in the living room, and your parents essentially send you a message. And that's the first time you've seen them in, I don't know, maybe like 2.5 months or something like that.
I don't think you had to do that for my first season. I don't think I missed it in 16. Or did I get it? I don't know. You do always like scared.
I think I did it. Didn't I do it both times?
Yeah, you probably did do it both times. Yeah, you're right.
And so was that weird? Like, would you have your like phone in front of you, or how'd you record it?
I had my nephew do the one, and he had to do me, Dave, and Jesse. I don't know. I can tell that it's like so, like it seems so fake and staged, and I'm like, she's going to like think something's wrong because this isn't even how I act. But I don't like just how I was nervous about this today. I don't like that kind of like
attention.
You were
scared about being on the TV. Like if you could have a phone call with me, you'd be able to express what you're saying. But to be knowing you're going to be filmed on national television and then critiqued, you probably act different.
It wasn't even the critiqued to me. It was like, just like what you know, what to say to you or whatever, you know? Yeah. It's just nerve wracking. Like, it just makes me uncomfortable. And I'm definitely not a TV person. So I definitely couldn't be on Big Brother.
And how about like writing the letters for like the HOH? Like, what was that like?
That was good. But I remember they took some parts of it out and like changed it a little bit, you know?
Cause they thought you were trying to give like secret messages or something.
Well, you really know, I wrote it.
You write them early, and then they give them to you.
I wrote it before the show even started.
Oh.
They had me. They had me write the I wrote the first one, so it's not even that. So I'm not sure, like why they you know take a little bit about. They don't change it. They just maybe I wrote too much.
Oh,
you know,
okay. They just put it short so she can like read it when on the show or whatever. Maybe.
Yeah, but I remember it was something I wanted to tell her, and it was missing, and I was like, oh. I wanted to tell her that, like it was something right after she left or whatever, and but they you know, they must have to do that with all of them or whatever. But I didn't write one during, so, you know.
Yeah.
I wrote it before she even left.
So Nicole gets off of Big Brother, right? You guys go out there, you visit her, and then she comes back home. What are you feeling like when she's back? Is there like a bunch of like stir around town? Because now you guys got a quote unquote celebrity. How's that?
I love the support. You know, it was really nice to have all the support from everybody, and everybody was super excited. But it was hard having to look really good when you go to Walmart. I mean, I didn't go to Walmart like Walmart, but I still like every time it was pictures. I felt like I was a full-time photographer. Like I should have been getting paid for my profession. I couldn't go anywhere without taking 20 pictures, like literally everywhere, because we're such a small town. So all the towns, which was really exciting, but it was like, it's a lot of pictures.
Yeah. I forgot about that part.
Yeah. It is bizarre, like getting off and having that like quote unquote celebrity, because you don't feel like a celebrity.
No.
You don't feel like you did anything. You were just being yourself. And for you, you got to do the show that, you know, that you guys were a fan of. So did you ever think that she would go back?
Yes.
You did.
I definitely thought she would go back. And it was actually at one of the first, or at the finale party, one of the producers came up to me and said, we loved her, you know.
So yeah, I just loved her.
I felt like she would go back, yes.
That's crazy. I mean, I don't know. It's such a crazy opportunity in the first place. And when she did get the call, what were you thinking?
Like the second call?
Yeah, that call to like, hey, are you?
Yeah, what'd you think? I was like really heartbroken at that time. So I don't know if you thought I should have gone on or what.
Yeah, I didn't. I wasn't sure. I mean, I knew she'd go. Like that's, she would never say no. I knew she would go at that point, but I thought it was going to be good for her actually to get away from social media and all that. I thought she needed the break at that time, so it was actually perfect timing.
Oh,
yeah, Big Brother is actually a break from the real world, the real stressors. You just get locked up in a house and play a game with people that become your friends.
Yeah, it's funny.
Enemies,
reality TV for us is like a removal from reality. You know,
but Amazing Race is different. That was really stressful because you see the cameras and stuff. Big Brother, I think, is an exception to feeling different because you don't have to get rowdy. You don't see the cameras.
Yeah.
You can just lay around, eat snacks, and talk all day, and that's playing a game.
Yeah, the cameras are pretty much out of sight, out of mind. You see some of them, but they're up in the corners, so it's not like you're very conscious of them all the time. Mm-hmm. And you might hear them every once in a while if it's quiet, going, nee, 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 you know, turning, but you're really not as conscious of them. So what were you thinking when she was on the show the second time? Like, she has to win. Did you ever think she would win?
When it got towards the end, I kind of thought she was going to win. But at the very first week when they're going through all them competitions and the coconuts, I was like, oh, gosh, Nicole, I didn't know you were going to come home this bad.
You thought she was going to go out right away.
Well, I could tell that, you know, with everybody talking, you know,
I was the main target.
And she was well-liked, you know, so you don't want to be in there with somebody that's really well-liked. You know, you want to get them out of there. So I was a little bit nervous. So as the weeks I was kind of excited to see Polly there, even though she didn't know who Polly personally. Like, I liked his mom a lot. Mm-hmm. So that was like, I thought, oh, we kind of have family, you know.
Because I played with Cody, his brother.
Yeah.
So it was kind of like playing with his brother again, even though I had never met him type thing.
Yeah. So that was like, I felt like, oh, maybe she'll have like a big, you know, big brother, like somebody that will look out for her or whatever. And I don't know, she put him up. Then she put him up, and I was like, oh,
put him up on the block the first week.
So then I was the nervous, too. But I don't know. She made me nervous a lot.
You said that you handled it, though, a lot better the second time. Like, you didn't care about what people were saying on Twitter, because the second time around, people weren't as nice about me. People like to form opinions no matter what, but, for some reason, the second time you go back on something, it's completely different. You can expect if you're hated to be loved or if you're loved to be hated. Not that I was hated, but that it was just like different for you because I was usually America's sweetheart and then people started to call me a snake.
Well, I know you, so I mean, I know everything about you. I know her personality, so no, it did not bother me. And I was prepared for what social media. I actually laughed a lot more the second time, with what people were saying and stuff. I'm like, okay, you know, like I don't.
Yeah, it didn't affect you, which is really good.
No, it did not. It didn't at all. like it, I actually took it. And the funniest thing about you, Victor, is we were watching the videos before they started. And like that's one thing I did do. Uh-huh. And as soon as I saw you, I said, oh, Nicole's going to get a crush on him. So then it was funny that it's this time later, because then I was like, nope, I guess not, you know. So it was just kind of, it was just that fun. Part was really funny.
And at the finale, I went and saw you and Dave, and I said hi to you guys, gave you guys a hug and everything, and I didn't even know you. I just knew from what Nicole had told me, so I thought that was kind of funny. And actually, you guys being at the finale and the votes being so close, were you just like flipping your, you know, are you just going wild? Like, oh my gosh, is this going to happen?
Actually, the day of the finale, I didn't think she was going to win. I thought,
oh really?
Not that day. That day, I got really, really nervous just thinking. And then actually, the votes, especially when James came off and voted for Paul, I was like, he was like,
I was counting on his vote. I really was.
Wow. He was like Nicole's buddy the whole time, and like sticking up for her too, you know. And she had, and so I was like a little bit nervous then. And then when Davon voted for her, I was like, I love you.
Were you mad at me for not voting for Nicole, or did you kind of know?
I would have expected you to vote.
Yeah, because Paul, me and Paul, and it made sense at the time. Yeah. So, wow, yeah, and then you guys got to celebrate after.
My brother celebrated. I mean, he got, okay, after I won, you know how there's like the CBS party?
Yeah.
He had so much wine that we got to be taken out in a limo because I won, and then he like ended up puking.
Yeah.
And because he was so excited.
I think he only drank beer before, and he didn't really drink wine, and he was drinking wine like it was beer.
Yeah, he didn't understand. Like, you're supposed to sip this.
Yeah.
And I'm like, Jesse, you're embarrassing us. I just got off. And then it was just because he was so happy and like excited and couldn't, but like, I think I was in shock. And when I hugged my mom at the very end, it made the clip, the finale. I can't believe I won. It wasn't like, okay, people were like, oh, she didn't even think she deserved to win. It wasn't that. It was, I couldn't believe that those jury people voted for me after I knew how angry they were at me. Like, I just didn't think I could convince them.
Yeah, the round table was something special to watch.
Yeah.
and as a mom watching the two seasons, I think Nicole played so much harder the second time.
Yeah, I did.
Like, and she came home and she said that too, like, because we were talking about it, and I'm like, so that was like a weird part to when they were saying she wasn't playing the game or whatever. She was playing. She said she picked, when she was sitting on that bed, she picked the best spot so she could see and hear every conversation that was going on. So she knew when to get and when to just sit back. Like, I watched her. She played way harder. Like, she definitely played so much harder. The first time she was having fun. She was just like living in awe. And she played, but she wasn't like,
no.
Like, when she came back after her in the season 16 and had to play, do the competition right after that, I was like, Nicole, what was that? Do you want to go back to the jury house?
No, dude, it was my teammates. Just, we weren't in sync. I had Glenn. No, Glenn's great.
I'm talking about in season 16 when you got won the throat or the
ball rolling thing.
And then you guys had to play that one competition.
Oh, yeah. And then HOH. I ended up winning, and I came back. That's what you're saying?
Yeah, but then you had the HOH right after that, and you like,
I bombed it.
I was like, Nicole, like,
do you
want to go back?
It was the days, though. Like, how many, what day did this happen on? And I was out of the game for a week, so I'm like, I don't even know what day it is today.
But then I was like, oops, this isn't going to last long the first time. But then, yeah, the second game, I saw her playing. So when people were saying she wasn't playing the game, that irritated me a little bit, because I'm like, she's playing.
Well, because people don't think sitting back and observing is not playing the game, where if they would say, Victor, because he won competitions, you were playing the game. Mm-hmm. But like, you weren't playing the game socially or in any other aspect aside from winning competitions.
I
was playing the game on all aspects, but I just looked like I was lazy. But that was strategy.
Yeah.
Like, you were not afraid of me.
No.
Exactly.
No, not at all. Not at all. And then so now coming home, she won. She's back at home. What are you thinking now? She just has to go back to normal life and just, you know, be a nurse again? And like, what are you thinking, like, on your motherly instincts? Like, she has all this money now, but, you know, she has to be a normal person. Like, these shows are done.
Yeah, and that's not going to last you forever type thing.
Well, yeah, I thought she'd go back, like, take her time just to get a breather or whatever, and then go back to just doing her life. You know, I expected everything to just be, and I mean, it kind of is. She hasn't gone, you know, to nursing, but she's doing so well with all her other things.
Yeah.
That, you know, it's work. I see how many hours a day she's still putting into that you guys put, you know, put into that stuff. And she's working. She's working hard, you know, she's working hard doing everything she's doing. So, no, I'm excited that you got, you know, moved into a house and that kind of stuff, because that's work and moving on.
Growing
too, you
up,
know.
Yeah. Did you ever think, like, okay, you know, Nicole's done two shows. Oh, well, actually, I want to ask, what do you think about her starting to date me?
Yeah, what do you think about that? I don't remember. She liked you, I think.
Yeah, because every time we went out, we were always going out to eat and stuff to Rachel's on the weekends, and you would always FaceTime her. It seemed like every time we were out to eat.
Grew so they love your face on the FaceTime.
Yeah, so then she'd pass the phone around all the time. So, I mean, I was used to that, like, from the beginning. And then, I don't know.
She never tried to stop me. I do remember that. Like, she was fine with it.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I felt like I knew you, you know, especially when you watch on TV, you do feel like you know him. And I felt like, no, I totally felt comfortable and I felt like I knew you. And when you came up, it was basically didn't leave. So I didn't really have a choice.
Yeah, we were roommates. We were roommates for like 6 months when I came up here. Did you think that we would be ever, well, one, did you think Nicole would ever be called to do another show, and especially us together? What, like, when The Amazing Race called us and we told you, what was running through your mind?
I still wasn't surprised. I was excited because I'm love watching it right now. I'm so excited because it's something that we don't know. You don't even know because you don't see it until they put it out, like what the episode's going to be. You know what you did. I like seeing the challenges, you know, that
we do.
You know, to see, like, you know, it's watching Nicole grow as a person. That's what I really like, because that's something she'd never, who gets that chance?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like, for sure.
You have to have been out there and done good in your other stuff to get offered, you know, stuff like that. And that's an experience. You know, I'm happy for her. You know, I'm really happy that she gets to experience that stuff, because that's not normal.
And now you get to watch it with us, which adds another layer. It's not like just you watching and then we get off and you kind of tell her how it went, more or less, from the TV perspective. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, but don't call her to be on Survivor CBS, because I couldn't handle that one. I'm warning you right now.
Jenny's a huge Survivor fan, for anybody that doesn't know.
And I would send my husband. I just won't send my daughter.
I think Dave would do really well in Survivor.
I think so,
too. I think he would do well in Big Brother.
My dad's a little shithead.
Well, that's cool. Well, I know, Jenny, the next thing that you're excited for from us is having a baby. Yep. I know you're...
I'm bouncing little Lennox on my knee. She's almost four months.
Yep.
And she's... So, yeah,
we'll do our best to get married soon and have a baby for you, Jenny. Don't worry.
Yeah. Everybody asks me how the wedding plans are going, and I say, I don't know if there is any yet. Because we haven't booked anything officially yet. I'm waiting.
Well, then I'm going to finish with some questions.
All right, So, yeah, go ahead.
So, what's the silliest routine that I did growing up? Probably my dancing antics. Or what? Or just, like, something silly that I would do. Get on the table and dance for people.
You were always silly. You did always want the attention. As soon as I had Jesse, it was all anybody that was talking to him. It was look at me, look what I can do. you always liked, but you weren't like that at school and stuff. Just at home and where you were comfortable.
Where I was comfortable.
Yeah,
that's how she is now.
Because I was timid. I'm timid otherwise.
She's weird with me at the house, and she'll do funny, quirky things, and then nobody else sees it.
Okay. If CBS did a Big Brother with the mother-daughter, would you do it?
If you got to do everything physical and I got to do everything mental.
Hey, that's actually a good one. Like, switch off. I do physical comps and you do mental comps. You're super smart, so you'd probably do really good on those. And, okay, I think we went over everything else pretty much. I mean, all these questions covered, because there are a lot of Big Brother questions.
Okay, so now we're going to hop into a segment that we like to do, and it's called the Spanish Word of the Day. And so, Jenny, you're going to actually help Nicole this time.
Okay.
So hopefully you guys can get it. Obviously, it always has to do with the what we had been talking about today, right? So the Spanish Word of the Day is suegra. Suegra.
Suegra?
Suegra.
I know it's Madre's mom.
Yeah, that madre.
I was waiting for something like that too. So
you're okay. So you're okay. You're on that track.
Grandma.
No.
Relative. Family.
You're moving further away from
closeness.
You're moving away from it. So start back at your base, mom.
Mom, not mother.
Daughter.
No.
Son-in-law, mother-in-law.
There, mother-in-law. Suegra means mother-in-law for anybody that doesn't know. So there's your Spanish word of the day.
Nice.
And speaking of mother-in-law, Jenny, what so far on The Amazing Race, you know, we've gone to a couple places. What's the favorite place that you've seen that you would like to go maybe with Dave one day?
They all look really cool, but I think I like Laos. That looked really neat, like all the...
Yeah, Laos was awesome.
It had some
amazing...
And
it's super affordable, too, I think.
No, it had some amazing scenery, yeah. And that's where you rode the elephant over there.
That was awesome.
That was the most fun thing. And and what's cool is that Nicole and I, we partnered up with Travelocity.
Yeah, Travelocity does a lot for The Amazing Race. I don't know if people realize that.
Yeah, the traveling gnome. He's a mainstay in the show. So typically at some point in the show, when they sponsor it, he shows up.
Yep. and then when you win prizes,
they're sponsored by Travelocity. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so what Travelocity did for this season of The Amazing Race is to make things easier for anybody that wants to travel there. So what they saw was every time they do an episode, Travelocity sees an increase in searches for the places that we go.
Right.
And so they set up a site dedicated to that. So it's travelocity.com/amazingdestinations. And basically anywhere that we go, you can go on there and you can set up your travel through them.
It's so easy. You don't have to look things up. Like, it's all set up for you.
Yeah, they take literally the hassle out of, you know, searching.
And so there's a code to get a discount.
Yeah, Coco.
Coco. So if you guys are interested in just even checking out the different places. So far, we have gone to Vietnam, Tokyo, and Laos.
Yeah, so that's... And as we go to more places, or we don't go and we get out. But as the places keep showing up, they'll update the site. And so you can travel there. And so, again, you can use our code... Coco.
Yeah.
So, Jenny, another segment that we like to do is called Weird or Normal. And before you came in today, we asked you to think of something about us because we both live with you. We were
one
your roommates.
One or both of us.
Either or. But we were your roommates, so you have to know something about us, more so about Nicole, maybe. I don't know. You tell me.
Well, you guys picked the Midwest with the butter and that kind of thing. So when you moved in, I noticed one thing. We don't do, but I don't know if it's a Southern thing or if it's just your personal thing, is when, tell me if this is weird or normal, when you put food in the microwave and then while it's cooking, you close your eyes because you think the microwave isn't going to work if you're watching the microwave.
What?
Yeah, you do that, Victor.
I don't do that.
Yeah, you do.
What? I've never heard this in my life.
Is that weird or normal?
That's weird.
That is weird.
That's weird. I don't know why you do that.
I completely agree. So wait, you guys both noticed that I just shut my eyes when the microwave was going, hoping that...
But do you know that I did hear that if you stand in front of the microwave and stare at it, it does blow up. Is that a thing? Is that what you think?
No. What the heck are you talking about? I've never heard that before in my life.
So is it weird or normal to not... to think you cannot watch the microwave while it's cooking?
I think that's weird.
That's my question.
Yeah, that's 100% weird. I didn't know that I did that.
That's crazy.
I'm more conscious of it now, but I don't... That's so weird. I'm learning something about myself.
Oh, my gosh.
Did you notice that too, Nicole?
Yeah.
Wow. Well...
Well, the weirdest thing that you do. Tell him the weirdest thing that he does.
What's the weirdest thing
that I do? With the spaghetti?
Yeah.
Okay, here we go.
Like when you're boiling pasta... And you, like, do that little magic spell because so you think
the
water...
Okay, I see. Time out. I see what's going on here. They're making things up, and they're making a joke. They clearly plan this out. I do not close my eyes when I run the microwave, and I don't do a magic spell to the pasta. All right, so...
Hocus pocus spells that don't boil over.
I see what's going on here. You guys are hilarious. I'll give you that.
I can't believe you really thought that you did that with the microwave. Yeah. I was like, do we end this with him thinking that you don't...
No way. No, I knew in my mind, I was like, I don't think I do that. That sounds really weird. You guys are funny.
I don't know. Did you come up with anything for real?
No.
I think that was better. That was way better than anything we could have thought of.
Still might do that.
People might do that. I mean, last I heard,
hear about the microwave thing, though. Didn't you hear that?
Not blowing up, but like the radiation, you mean? Like... in your eyes.
One time, what I did to my parents, a microwave. That microwave lasted like 20 years, right?
So no, it's still running.
It's still running.
That's
crazy. I set it for a timer one time, and it blew up because I was seeing how many times I could run around the house. But it's still working.
No, it just blew the fuse. Yeah,
yeah, it's good. Yeah. But it still works.
We got a new microwave, but that one's still in the shed and works, so I haven't gotten rid of it.
The microwave that's lasted 20 years.
Almost 30. We got it for a wedding present.
Oh my gosh.
Oh yeah, actually, yeah, people want to know how long you've been married. So it'll be in August, it'll be what, how many, 29 or 30?
29 years.
29 years.
Wow, longer than our age, I guess. That makes sense, right?
Yeah.
Okay, well, thank you so much, Jenny, for making up that weird and normal. thank you for being on the show. It's great, and I will see you in a minute once we get off here because you're in our lives.
Okay.
So
hope you guys enjoy.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you, everybody, for listening. We really appreciate you guys. Make sure to rate, review, and subscribe. You can listen where you're listening right now, also on iTunes Podcasts, Google Play, Stitcher, Spotify. You can also listen to us and get our merchandise at www.cococalientepodcast.com. So, yeah, thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Around, you can find cars like these on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.